Shade 45 in the morning. It's Elliot Wilson. Woo!
Yeah.
Q-Tip.
Well,
Abstract.
Yeah.
Kamal Fareed.
You done know.
So, Tip, man, talk to me about... I don't even want to talk about your album yet, but tell me about the DJ moves you've been making in your career. Like, a lot of people know, like, you're one of the biggest DJs in New York City right now. Your club game is strong, man. How does an artist like yourself make that transition? Like, what made you get so deep into the DJ game?
I mean, I've always been DJing, like, since I was a kid, you know what I mean? In New York, I started DJing. Ali and I, we was DJing at this spot called Mars.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was like the 14 in the Meatpacking District, and we used to do a lot of those joints and Payday joints with Patrick Moxie, and we used to, I mean, that's a lot of shit, y'all.
We did a lot of
DJing back then. So, and then I just started it again. I just felt like the music just needed a shot in the arm when you went out live. Like, so many DJs play kind of the same thing, mm-hmm. and it's always like kind of what you hear on the radio. So my thing is, you know, it's a mixture of that. Like, I still play current shit, but I relate things in a different way, like the new shit with older shit, and link them up so that both can be appreciated and stuff like that. So I love music, man, and I love what I do, and I love watching people have fun and have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
It's the sharing it and making the connection with the audience.
Yeah,
I guess,
yeah.
Right?
When you get a record, you're like, man, I can't wait to play this tonight. You know, see how people react to it. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm gonna go into this new joint. Now I'm gonna go in right here. You know? And then it's just fun. You know, DJs know what it is. You know, I'm saying, I know, I'm sure you know what it is.
DJ One is crying right now. He's so excited.
You can touch
this
crowd.
Fucking guy.
He really knows.
He understands me.
Nah, but you know, it's good, man. It's a great release, and it's just fun.
Yeah. Does that affect your art now? Like, when you make
Definitely.
Music, like. Knowing how what sounds touch
when
people.
When you see how people move and why they, like, if you play, you know, you're in the club. Like, if I have to play like a top 40 crowd, you know what I'm saying? And I'm playing like a Danger Mouse joint or Black Eyed Peas joint, and you see how people move to it. And then when you play like your little subversive shit, and you hear that, you see what that tempo is, it's 120, and you play like an old school joint that's 120, you see how people move to that. You're like, ah. And you just start connecting the shit. I know it sounds real nerdy, but you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but it's fun, man. It's fun. I love it. It definitely informs me as, you know, as an artist and as a producer when I'm working.
Yeah. So what's up with your next project? Have you figured out what the next album's going to be?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that's a good or bad
thing. It's a good.
It's a good problem?
Yeah, man. Yeah. See, I don't know if I should let the title of it go.
Like, come on, man.
Let it out.
You know this is important for
let
me,
it
man.
Out. What about me?
Yeah,
you
know
what I'm saying? Now, let's not be selfish, come on.
Nah, I'm excited about it, man. I tell you,
because Renaissance, you have such a tight concept and everything. But like, does it have to have an overall concept to get you motivated to then fully
it doesn't have to, but this one is definitely a concept album.
Let it out.
And it's called the concept album.
It's called the concept album. Man,
you just need the right. Cannon.
I don't know. See, I wish I could call my publicist and say, when is the right time? Should
Fuck
I do it
the
now? That's the, if y'all don't know
the
out there, the voice that you're hearing is the voice inside my head. You know what I'm saying? It just happens. You
but
know
you
what
have
saying?
The right to, you have the, you reserve the right to change your mind. This is as it stands right now. This
do
is
it.
What, you know, this is what you feel the album is now. I think that it's been a long time since we heard the Renaissance, man. That's when Obama was elected. So I, as a fan, want to know what's going on.
Like, yeah, I figure know. It's the end of the year. I might as well say it, right?
Do it.
So the name of the album is The Last Zulu.
Nice.
Wow.
Zulu Nation.
Last Zulu. Hey, yeah. I said it. This is a world premiere series. Like, I was thinking about doing it some other way, but, you know.
When did it finally click that you knew the direction you wanted to go in? Pretty much recently?
Yeah, it was actually, like, DJing, and it kind of hit me, you know what I'm saying? And I was just thinking about it. I was just like, you know, where tempos is going, and it feels like, you know, without talking too much about it, but it just feels like, you know, you may be like hearing something that's current, that has a certain tempo and it's up, but when you compare it to something that's older that has the same tempo that's up, it doesn't have as much musicality to it. It's like one of the last, you know, I don't know.
Yeah,
those are kind of the things that I was thinking.
It sounds
about.
Like a, like you're making like a world album. Like,
yeah, it is kind of.
Okay,
it is. It is, but I mean, it's still,
but still
it's
with
still hood
that boom
though.
Bap, though.
It's
still hood, right?
It's very, it's hard. It's hard. It's probably gonna be like the hardest shit I ever did.
Like
yeah.
Shaft in Africa?
Type nah, shit? Not that type shit. Even though that shit is hard.
I was gonna say, that might work though.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, man, you're a musical genius, so I'm sure whatever you come up with, man, it's going to be official, man.
Yeah.
And I thank you for taking the time to come.
Yeah, but let
that
go. It's the last Zulu. That's the name of the next album. Let it go.
All right, let it go, man.
Nice.
It's the last Zulu.
I'm proud to call Kamal Fareed the last Zulu, my friend.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what it is.
Queens in the house.
All right.
Take Black!
Thank you for coming through,
Chris. Thank you, B.
Shay 4-5.